Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, Pretoria, Ufius, there's been a crash on the on-ramp to the N14 southbound, causing a bit of queuing traffic at Fountain Circle there. And Solomon Mahlangu Drive, you can expect delays heading towards the N4 highway.
FlySaf Air has welcomed the National Consumer Commission's investigation into overbooking practices, emphasizing its compliance with the Consumer Protection Act. The airline highlights overbooking as a global standard to manage no-shows. FlySaf Air's Chief Marketing Officer, Kirby Gordon.
We remain confident that our policies are transparent and very much within the bounds of the CPA, but we are imploring the NCC to cast the net wider and conduct their review across all airlines in South Africa, because all airlines employ this policy and a disproportionate focus on FlySaf Air alone wouldn't be fair.
And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer will hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Britain today. The meeting comes after the two leaders hit out at tech billionaire Elon Musk over his increasingly strident interventions into domestic European politics. Starmer will host Macron at his country house retreat of Chequers. I'm Emil Pinar, more news at 5.
Well, we start off with a bit of football news. Former Orlando Pirates star Kermit Erasmus has reportedly signed with Chippa United as a free agent following his departure from the Soweto Giants. He is 34 years old now and he was released by the Buccaneers in May alongside Fortune Makaringe, Saibu Maru and Siyabonga Mponsane, as well as Richard Ofori. In some rugby news, Springbok prop Oxenchair says the Sharks will host a record winners to lose in the Champions Cup, and the French side will be packed with stars, including Antoine Dupont. Now, the holders head to Durban with a full-strength team in an attempt to lock up a last 16 place with one game to go. And next Saturday's home game is against Leicester for them. Dupont rested for Toulouse's league clash against La Rochelle over the weekend, and he's been in fine form since returning to the 15-a-side game following his Olympic Sevens gold medal in July. And in tennis news, world number one Jannik Sinner was drawn against the big-hitting Nicolas Jarry. That was to start the Australian Open defence, while Novak Djokovic is on a collision course to meet Carlos Alcaraz in the quarterfinals. But the top seed will start his defence under a doping cloud once again after being tested twice positive for traces of steroid clostebol. That was in March last year. And some more football news. Royal AM President Sean Kize confirmed in a statement that the club, which has yet to pay the salaries of December for the players and some of the support staff, was under curatorship by the South African Revenue Service. The club is currently under curatorship by SARS following a series of legal and financial setbacks tied to Mkize's tax issues. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I love it.
Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Somebody who ain't hypnotized.